USA Radio News.
Defense Secretary James Mattis and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo traveled to Capitol Hill to brief Senate lawmakers on the matter regarding Jamal Khashoggi's murder. Defense Secretary Mattis says there's still no indication that the Saudi Crown Prince was involved in the murder of Khashoggi.
We have no smoking gun that the Crown Prince was involved, not the intelligence community or anyone else. There is no smoking gun.
President Trump is set to discuss trade with the Chinese leader at the G20 summit in Argentina this weekend. Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger tells Fox News the United States should defend our trade policies.
We're free traders, but we're fair traders. We have to be treated with the same respect. I think talking about partnerships with these nations, strengthening our partnerships, but saying there's a cost to this partnership, which is you have to do your part as well.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
The latest documentary on the O.J. Simpson case proposes an interesting theory about the murders he was acquitted of. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
O.J. Simpson's former manager is releasing this latest documentary about the infamous murders, and in it, he claims Simpson did it and had an accomplice. Norman Pardo says for the first time, the most in-depth investigation into the case will show that not only was Simpson involved, but that he had at least one accomplice. Pardo's been working for 4 years to create this series. He's pitching it to networks beginning next week, hoping to have it coincide with the 25th anniversary of the murders of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Nancy Pelosi has clinched the Democratic nomination to be Speaker of the House by a 203-32 vote. Now, on January 3rd, during a floor vote, though, Pelosi will need 218 votes to be elected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Earlier this week, conservative author Jerome Corsi told special counsel Robert Mueller's investigators that he would not take a plea deal and plead guilty to perjury. Corsi insisted he did not knowingly give prosecutors false information. They were asking him about an email correspondence that he had had if he had met with Julian Assange. What actually happened, what Corsi admitted to, was forwarding an email to someone over in London who was able to get in touch with Assange. Corsi explains on Tucker Carlson Tonight that the whole case against him is very politically motivated.
This is a political witch hunt. Because I did not have a contact with Assange, but yet had figured out that Assange had Podesta's emails, and I figured it out and told Roger Stone and told many people in August, and it just happened that I was right. Well, the prosecutor said, Dr. Corsi, we're not going to believe that on your 25th wedding anniversary to Italy with your wife and family, you had divine inspiration, and God told you Podesta had Assange's emails. Well, I said, I don't know if you want to put it that crassly, but I did figure it out, and I connect the dots, and this time I happen to be right. You just won't believe that I figured it out.
A big storm system with heavy rain and mountain snow is making its way towards California. Flash flood watches and winter storm warnings are in effect for much of the area. The heavy rain and snow is expected to hit later tonight. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.